So let's review. The Gemara previously mentioned Rabbi Yochanan, who explains that our Mishnah, which rules that Chiva Krisis v'Chiva Malkis Yeshlan Knas, accords with the opinion of the Rabbanan that Ein Eloiko Mishal. However, the Mishnah refers to a case of Lo Hisrubo, he was not warned. Therefore, Ein Eloika, because there was no Hasra. However, Mishalim, because there is no actual Malkis. And the Gemara previously mentioned Rish Lakish, who disagrees and says that our Mishnah cannot accord with the Rabbanan, but rather accords with Reb Meir, who holds Leiko Mishalom. The Gemara continues that this Machlekes is based on another Machlekes, Reb Yechim Rish Lakish, regarding Chiv and Malkis, Shoigin V'dava Acher, one who transgresses B'Shoigig unintentionally and Isser, for which, if done B'Mezid, he would be liable for both Malkus and Tashlumen. Hakom Moedim B'Chiv and Mises Shoigin. They both agree that when one transgresses b'shegig, an iser for which, if done b'mezid, he would be liable for both mises bezin and tashlumen, that he is potter mitashlumen, even though there is no actual misa. In other words, kim le b'dira mine applies even where there is a potential chiv misa. As the Braisa of Tan Bechizki taught, the pasuk states, "Make behemi shalmena u'make adam yumas." One who strikes an animal and kills it is punished with tashlumen, monetary compensation, but one who strikes a human and kills him is not punished with tashlumen, but with death. The pasuk compares make adam to make behema and teaches that in all cases in which make behema is punished with tashlumen, make adam, which is chayv mises bezdin, is not punished with tashlumen. Just as make behema is chayv tashlumen in all cases, v'loy chalakta bayi, making no difference bin shogeg ben b'mezid, whether he hit the behemah willingly or inadvertently, bin miskaven l'she'in miskaven, whether unintentionally or intentionally, bin derech irid l'derech aliyah, whether he hit the behemah in a downward motion or in an upward motion. So too maki adam is pater mitashlumen in all cases, v'loy tachlik boy, bin mishogeg ben b'mezid, bin miskaven l'she'in miskaven, bin derech irid l'derech aliyah. Therefore, Chiv Mises Shoigin Kule Amaloi Pligi Dipitur. However, they disagree in Chiv Malkis Shoigin V'Dava Acher, or Chiv Malkis Shalei Hisru Bei V'Dava Acher, where there is a potential Chiv Malkis, but no actual Malkis, either because he was a Shoigig or there was no Hasro. Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayiv, Rabbi Yechon says that he is liable for Teshlumen because Chiv Mises Iskish, Chiv Malkis Lo Iskish. The Hekesh only applies to Chiva Mises Bezdin, but not to Chiva Malkis. Rish Lakish Amapater. Rish Lakish says that he is not liable for Tashlumen because Beferish Ripsitari Chiva Malkis ke Chiva Mises. The Pasuk considers Chiva Malkis just like Chiva Mises in that Loitachlik Boy, we do not differentiate and one is always Pater Mitashlumen. And Abai explains because there is a Xerishava of the words Rasha Rasha. The Pasuk which refers to Chiva Mises states, Ashahu Rasha Lomos. And the pasuk which refers to Chiva Malkia states, Vahoyim bin Hakresa Rasha, which teaches, Machiva Mises Lechalakta Boy, Av Chiva Malkis Lechalakta Boy. Rava says because the pasuk compares Chiva Malkis to Maki Behema. The pasuk which refers to Maki Behema states, Maki Nefesh Behema Yishalmena Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, one who strikes an animal must compensate a life to replace the life. And an adjoining pasuk, which refers to Chiva Malkis, states, "V'ish kiitin mum b'misoi kasher asa kenya asalai." Someone who inflicts his friend with a blemish shall be punished in the same way. The Gemara explains that this punishment only refers to Malkis, but does not refer to Tashlumen. And the Hekesh teaches, "Ma maki behema loy chalakta boy, av Chiva Malkis loy tachlik boy." To summarize the opinions regarding the Mishnah's ruling in the Reisha that Chiva Krisis v'Chiva Malkis Chayav Meknas, and in the Seifa that Chiva Mises Bezin Petur Menaknas. According to Ula, who answers Kambachis Inara, Kambachis Bageris, the Mishnah accords with Reb Meir, who holds Leikum Mishalom, in which he is Leikum Mishalom in the Reisha. However, he is Pater in the Seifa because we do not say Mesa Mishalom Meknas. And the Mishnah also accords with Rabbanan, who hold Ein Eloike Mishalom, in which he is Mishalom v'Ein Eloike in the Reisha, because Memein Mishalom Milkele Laki. However, he is Pater in the Seifa, because we do not say Mesa Mishalom B'Knas. According to Rabbi Yechanan, who answers Kancha Hisrubai, the Mishnah accords with Rabbi Meir, who holds Leikum Mishalom, in which he is Leikum Mishalom in the Reisha, and he is Pater in the Seifa, because we do not say Mesa Mishalom Beknas. And the Mishnah also accords with Rabbanan, who hold Einu Leikum Mishalom, in which he is Mishalom Be'inu Leike in the Reisha, because Kancha Hisrubai, in which there is no Malkus, and Chiv Malkus Leiskish Lechiv Mises. According to Rish Lakish, the Mishnah only accords with a mayor who holds Leikum Mishalom, in which he is Leikum Mishalom in the Reisha, and he is part of a Chiv Mises in the Seifa, because we do not say Mesu Mishalom B'Knas. However, the Mishnah cannot accord with the Rabban who hold Einu Leikum Mishalom, because Leihisrubai is also part of Mitashlumen, because Chiv Malkis is Kish Lechiv Mises. Therefore, there would be no possibility for Knas. According to Rabbah, the Mishnah cannot accord with Rav Meir, who holds Leikum Mishalom, because we cannot explain the Sefer where he is Pater in the case of Chiv Mises, because Rabbah says that according to Rav Meir, we do say Mesu Mishalom B'Knas, because Knas Chidushu. According to Rabbah, the Mishnah can only accord with Rabbanan, who hold Einu Leikum Mishalom, in which he is Mishalom Einu Leik in the Reisha, because Kancha Leihisrubai, in which there is no Malkus. However, there is Tashlumi Knas, because Chiv Malkis Lo Iskish L'Chiv Mises.